SBS Radio.
Saudara pendengar, The National Broadband Network atau NBN adalah cara terbaru untuk memberikan layanan internet dan telepon kepada warga Australia. Diperkirakan pada tahun 2020 nanti, sebagian besar rumah dan bisnis akan terhubung dengan NBN. Namun ada beberapa hal yang perlu Anda ketahui sebelum beralih ke NBN dan bagaimana menemukan paket yang terbaik. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Audrey Borge. Anda tentunya telah mendengar tentang peralihan ke NBN selama beberapa tahun ini di Australia. Beberapa rumah dan bisnis sudah terhubung, sementara yang lain masih menunggu untuk terhubung. Tony Brown adalah juru bicara NBN Co, yaitu perusahaan yang bertanggung jawab atas peluncuran NBN.
The NBN is a new network that is being built out right across Australia that will cover virtually every home and business in the country. By 2020, we will have services available to around 11.5 million premises right across the country. And that will use a variety of technologies. Some of them will be fixed line technologies, and others will be wireless technologies, such as fixed wireless, and for remote places, we will use satellite to reach those more remote locations in the country.
Pemerintah memutuskan untuk meluncurkan NBN sehingga semua warga Australia dimanapun mereka berada dapat memiliki akses ke layanan dasar internet yang sama. Teresa Corbin, CEO dari Jaringan Komunikasi Konsumen Australia, menjelaskan bahwa NBN adalah modernisasi jaringan telepon dan internet saat ini.
So at the moment, a lot of our home internet and our home phone services use copper wire, and this is switching over to a fiber connection so that ultimately we can move to faster services and we can also deal with having more people connecting.
Anda akan menerima informasi melalui surat sebelum NBN tersedia di daerah Anda. Tony Brown menyarankan agar Anda memeriksa situs web NBN untuk mengetahui kapan layanan itu sampai ke tempat Anda.
It's very easy for consumers to sign up to the NBN network. Firstly, if they come to the NBN website, which is nbnco.com.au, they'll be able to use our check your address website function, and they'll be able to check whether their address is actually ready to connect to the network.
Penting untuk memahami bahwa NBN Co hanya memasang jaringan saja, namun mereka tidak menjual layanan kepada konsumen. Anda harus berurusan sendiri dengan perusahaan telekomunikasi seperti Optus, Telstra, atau TPG jika Anda memilih untuk terhubung. Peralihan ke NBN tidak secara otomatis dan Anda harus mengaturnya sendiri. Jika Anda tidak beralih dalam waktu tertentu, maka telepon dan layanan internet Anda akan terputus. Saat Anda memilih paket baru, Anda harus memutuskan terlebih dahulu apakah Anda menginginkan layanan telepon dan internet atau hanya satu saja. Untuk internet, Anda harus memutuskan tingkat kecepatan dan berapa banyak data yang Anda butuhkan. Teresa Corbin menyarankan Anda untuk berbicara dengan penyedia Anda saat ini untuk memperkirakan kebutuhan Anda.
In order to work out what's the right plan for you, do you need to understand what your usage is? If you're just doing email, maybe looking at the odd web page, then you know you probably don't need to have a really high speed internet connection. But if you're a family with lots of people studying and people that need to get access to video content, then you might want to get a higher speed. What it means if you're getting a higher speed means that you're getting a slightly bigger pipe effectively to your connection.
Ia juga mengatakan penting untuk tetap terinformasikan dengan surat-surat yang Anda terima dari NBN Co dan penyedia Anda. Jika Anda memiliki pertanyaan, hubungilah penyedia Anda saat ini.
If you don't understand the letters that are coming in your mailbox, contact your service provider and ask them to explain it in plain language so you understand. And even, you know, ask a relative or a friend to help as well. But sometimes some of the terminology can be confusing.
Tony Brown juga merekomendasikan untuk berbelanja untuk menemukan penyedia atau pemberi layanan yang terbaik untuk Anda.
It's very important for end users out there to do their homework and make sure that if they want to have these high speed plans, if they want to have a plan where they're not experiencing congestion, they really need to do their homework, work out which retailers are delivering a good experience and which are not before they join the network. And another good tip for end users out there, rather than tying yourself into a lengthy plan with a retailer, which may be hard to get out of if you're not having a good experience, it can be a good idea to try monthly contracts with different retailers until you find a retailer that's good for you and is delivering the kind of service that you want.
Jika Anda mengalami masalah dengan saluran baru NBN Anda, hal pertama yang harus Anda lakukan adalah menghubungi penyedia Anda untuk meminta bantuan. Jika masalah itu tidak terpecahkan dan penyedia Anda tidak memberikan pertolongan, Teresa Corbin menganjurkan agar Anda menghubungi Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman.
And you can actually contact them via a 1-800 number, and I'll give that number. It's 1-800-062-058. And you can ask for interpreter services when you get connected to that service so that you can explain what your problem is if you need to use a language other than English. Basically, they will escalate your complaint, and also in some instances where they need to, if it's not resolved on escalation, then it can actually be investigated, and hopefully if there's a need to, they might also be able to recommend where there's compensation due.
Jika Anda memerlukan informasi lebih lanjut tentang NBN, Tony Brown menyarankan agar Anda melihat situs web NBN yang tersedia dalam bahasa Inggris dan juga dalam berbagai bahasa lainnya.
We do deliver a range of languages on the NBN site. We actually have, for those people out there who are not native English speakers, we have around 16 languages on the website, including Arabic, Cantonese, Croatian, Greek, Filipino, Hindi, Indonesian, Italian, Korean, Macedonian, Mandarin, Punjabi, Serbian, Spanish, Turkish, and Vietnamese. And of course, if you need to contact us, we are able to have somebody speak to you in one of those languages. But of course, in the first instance, we are encouraging people to speak to their retail service providers, who also, we would imagine, in many cases, would also have foreign language support for those people for whom English is not a first language.
Untuk mengetahui tentang ketersediaan NBN dan kapan akan mencapai daerah Anda, silakan menyimaknya di situs web nbnco.com.au. Jika Anda ingin bertanya tentang telepon dan paket internet, hubungi penyedia telepon dan internet Anda saat ini atau carilah penyedia yang lain.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.